Judd Apatow, sniveling lunatic Trump turned killing al-Baghdadi into a reality TV show. By Warner Todd Houston on October 28, 2019. Hollywood director and producer Judd Apatow joined the loud Hollywood leftists attacking President Donald Trump and trying to undermine news of the death of one of the world's worst terrorists, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Apatow jumped to Twitter to scold liberal statistician Nate Silver for taking liberals to task for being so filled with hate for Trump that they can't even enjoy the end of a vicious terrorist. It's really amazing how many libs can't even permit Trump to have one good day. Nobody will remember this stuff by Tuesday. After U.S. forces kill perhaps the world's most wanted terrorist, Silver tweeted on Monday morning. Judd Apatow wasn't having it. No mild praise of Trump will be allowed. Apatow slammed Silver, saying, "It's not about permitting Trump to have a good day. When he announced it, he acted like such a sniveling lunatic that it reminds us all that we are in danger with him leading our country. It does not feel like he has decreased the danger. He is unhinged and corrupt." The 40-year-old Virgin director and producer quickly followed that up with a second tweet continuing to tear into Silver and accusing Trump of making the death of a terrorist a reality TV show. "Do you understand it, Nate Silver 538? He wants more personal praise and attention, so he will make the killing of a terrorist a reality TV show. It's straight out of network," Apatow said. Judd Apatow is hardly alone in Hollywood. Many members of the far-left entertainment community have attacked Trump and mourned the death of a terrorist. Halloween star Jamie Lee Curtis, for instance, attacked Trump instead of celebrating the end of terrorist al-Baghdadi. Curtis was only one of Hollywood's denizens who went on the attack against Trump over the death of Baghdadi. Others, including actor Jeffrey Wright, director Rob Reiner, and Bette Midler, also went on the attack. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Twitter at WT Houston.